Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the seed. The Lord says, I bring you into a season of greater faith. I bring you into a season where you're going to come into a time of power, power of your mind that is going to begin to cause you to come into a season of new blessings. For the spirit of favor is upon thee. For this is a season where things that will seem as if they're almost magical, if I want to say that word to you. Because whatever you say, God says, so shall it be. What seemed to be impossible shall now become possible. What seemed to have been stuck is being released. For my favor, I wave it upon thee. So he says, speak the word and decree the word. For the Lord says, the spirit of abundance is upon thee. No matter how far and wide, the Lord says, you're about to prosper. And you're going to transform some things because he's transforming some things in your life. No matter how crazy things may have seemed to be, or whatever dream, how crazy it may be, no matter how lofty it may be, the God says there is possibility all around thee. For the Lord says you're going to be unstoppable, and your optimism and your energy, your drive, your determination, your courage shall also be unstoppable. And God said, I inspire you, because the Spirit is inspiring you to reach to new heights. New heights in love, new heights in service, new heights in ministry, new heights in the spirit, new heights even in mentorship. For the Spirit says that he's working hard behind the scenes, and I'm going to bring rewards unto thee. For the Lord says, watch whom you share things with. Don't be tempted to broadcast your dreams, your actions. Restrain this, saith the Lord of hosts, because it could erode the support and the things that God is desiring to bring your way. For the Lord says, I'm taking care of things that you know not even of. I'm taking care of hidden problems. Oh, God says you're going to find that you're going to walk into a season of appreciation and prominence. Because I see authority figures blessing you. People who can make decisions will favor thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, prepare. Because I'm bringing you into a place where you're going to acquire some new things. And as I looked up into the Spirit, I heard the Lord say that some powerful things are opening up for thee. And you will see a shifting in the Spirit. For the Lord says, I help thee in this season. Because you're going to break away from some things. And you're going to feel so much more confident. And you're going to begin to see that people in power shall be impressed with your ideas. New professional opportunities. You're going to land some new things in this season. Because God says your income is about to rise. But keep track of your expenses as well. For the Spirit is moving in this hour. Oh, watch me, saith the Lord of hosts. Because even from the 4th of October to around about the 25th of October, for that shall be a time that shall impact thee. Don't be surprised if old issues and relationships begin to surface, but be at peace. Circle the 8th of October. Because you expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to love or children or siblings to show up. Circle the 23rd of October. Because new opportunities could surface to work behind the scenes in some capacity. You're going to have the power to begin to deal with some things from the past as well. I want to thank you for your seed. I want you to hold fast to what thus saith the Lord and watch God move in your life in an unusual way. Oh, there is a shifting of the Spirit. For in this season, God says he's bringing into focus and you're going to be able to achieve your wishes and your dreams. God is touching your career area and God said he's smoothing things out. Financial matters that may have been stalled or delayed will now begin to move. Father says beneficial things are coming your way. Get ready because the Spirit is going to usher in some new friendships and new opportunities for achieving your wishes and your dreams. Now, I do feel that next month, friends or people from your past could resurface. Old individuals, don't let them tempt you. For the Lord says, prepare. And don't get caught up in arguments. Spirit is heightening and increasing your prophetic gifting as well. A dream can also begin to take off for the next 3 months. round the 23rd again of October, God's going to open up opportunities where you're going to be able to develop your strong prophetic gifting. Thank you once again for your seed.
I hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September. Father God says as September continues, this is a great season to begin to work on family and self. I hear Father God saying this is the season as you begin to move forward in your creative side. God says this is the season of growth and progress. I also hear Father God saying this is the season of transformation. I hear Father God saying this is the season that you're transforming into what you've been designed to be, do, and have. Now I hear Father God saying, let the past be the past. Father God says, release the past in this season. Any relationships or partnerships that have not been building, any relationships or partnerships that have been stagnant, God says, let them be. Father God says, do not revive in this season. Father God says, this is the season to move forward. But Father God says, you're in the driver's seat. Move forward in faith and not fear. I hear Father God saying this is a season that you're going to begin to develop some new business systems. Father God says new business ideas. Father God says let them grow and work through them. And Father God says this is going to begin to bring you forward in a new way. I hear Father God saying this is a season where you're going to be meeting with influential individuals. I hear Father God says this is a season to begin to even go within because Father God says you're not going to do without. Father God says this is the season to be conscious of your surroundings. God says be conscious of your environment in this season. Father God says this is the season to begin to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where delay doesn't mean denial. God says this is a season to begin to even make sure you set aside personal time for prayer and meditation. I also hear Father God saying clean out the clutter mentally and emotionally in this season. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to make a place for everything. Everything has a place in this season. God says organize, strategize. Anything concerning the home, any decisions that need to be made concerning the home and family needs to be made in meditation and prayer. Father God says don't make any hasty decisions. Father God says don't move in any murmuring or gossiping in this month. Father God says this is the season to support family, support friendships. I hear Father God saying this is the season to make sure your intentions are in the correct manner. Father God says set your intentions to have more harmonious relationships and partnerships. I hear Father God saying teamwork will be celebrated in this month, so make sure you're celebrating team and not working alone. I also hear Father God saying community. Father God says you'll be building community in this season. For Father God says home and family are your priority. Focus on your home and family in this season. And Father God says any challenges will be resolved in a peaceful manner. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Colorado. I hear the word of the Lord saying much healing. I'm hearing God says for you to get more rest. God says he's energizing you. God says he's preparing you for the season that's coming forth quickly. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be much travel. God says that there's going to be much that you shall do. God says that the demand is becoming greater. And God says because of this, God says for you to get some rest and relaxation now. I'm hearing God says for you to get away, take a vacation. Because God says that you're about to get very, very busy. There's much that you're going to be called upon to do and to begin. Because I'm hearing God says it's as though even a new process is beginning to begin for you. But God says that there's much that you're going to be doing. You're going to be building. You're going to be building a community. You're going to be building relationships. And I'm hearing God says that he's sending you forth. There's going to be much to do, but God says that he's sending forth the assistance that you would need as well, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Colorado. I just hear God saying travel. I concur with Elder. Travel and a change in your diet. I see God improving your nutritional intake. And I even see partners or people who are involved with nutrition or eating healthy. that are going to be coming to you and connecting with you. And God says you're going to begin to move forward in that, and you're going to move in the wisdom of the Lord pertaining to your health in this season, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Colorado. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, increase favor and increase knowledge. For Father God says this is the season to study even further concerning some things you have been bringing to the people of God. I hear Father God saying it's a season to write the pamphlets, to write the workbook, to write the books, to educate the people of God. For Father God says you have them in your midst, and that's just what they are. They're remaining there in your midst. Father God says, indelible shata. Father God says this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. There's new options, there's new environments. Yes, Father God says this is the season where you're going to come, Shata. This is the season where you're going to come face to face with your fears, and Father God says conquer. For Father God says the season of the family coming together in a new way and a new dimension is about to take over. And I hear Father God saying plan a family reunion, for shall be healthy and fulfilling in the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord.
And know, Pastor Colorado, that you're going to rise up in power and in authority. You're going to rise up in strength. And you're going to know that God is shifting and he's moving. And that Father God is doing a new thing in your life. For I heard God say, Pastor Colorado, that this is a season of change. For this is a season of change concerning your work, concerning what you're doing. But you're going to benefit and you're going to prosper out of the changes. Changes maybe in your place of work, changes even in the building. I don't know what this building thing is, but changes. For the Lord says, do not move in fear, do not move in doubt, do not move in worry, but know that all things are coming together. Changes. Worry not, neither fear. Change is happening. But God says it is good. And what I see coming is long overdue, but it will cause you to prosper and open you up into a brand new season where I would do a new thing. Your teaching is going to the next level. You would teach from a realm that you have never taught before, and the people for what it shall do for them. Now God said, I will make a sign out of you. For there's a wind that is getting ready to move into the house of the Lord. And I prophesy the spirit of abundance. I prophesy the spirit of favor over the house there. I prophesy the spirit of prosperity over the house. That Father God will make a sign, and that he will show the house, the church, that he is a God of restoration. That he is a God of prosperity. That he is a God of victory. That he is a God of financial blessings. And you will start hearing testimonies after testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. Work here. Property here will open up. This is being settled. This is being settled. Citizenship. This is being settled. Papers. For God shall move and do miracles around the people. For I see great celebration in the house of the Lord. Bless you, Pastor Colorado.